Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, CJ Mello. How's everybody going? How's everybody doing? I know I skipped last week's episode, so to speak. So what I'm going to start doing is doing like alternating Comic Saturday, let that for a week, and then news or whatever information I have for the next episode. And then like keep doing that. I feel like doubling up during the week probably is not the best thing. Give each episode some time to breathe. Have people listen to whatever they want to listen to. But this week, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. The Rock and just all that is going on. James Gunn, Zachary Levi, Shazam movie, all that stuff. I'm going to talk about the possibility of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin becoming a game. And also want to give a couple quick shout-outs. I want to give a quick shout-out to the Geeky Dad Podcast, the Wrestling World Podcast, the Stupid Minute Podcast, if I said that correctly. I feel like I'm a little bit tweaked there. And, oh my God, listen to Get Help Dad Podcast. I want to give them all a shout-out. You know what I'm saying? Good stuff. You can listen to them anywhere. You listen to your platforms. Mainly use that Good Pods. That's probably one of the best platforms I've ever used out there. But, yeah, let's get on with the episode, you know? So, first thing I want to talk about is Jenna Ortega, which currently plays Wednesday in the new Wednesday Netflix show, has been reportedly cast in the Devil Born Again reboot that's going on Disney Plus. I wonder what she'll play. I'm very intrigued because she plays a phenomenal Wednesday Addams on the show on Netflix. So if this is true, again, the source was Deadline. This is probably like a month ago. Yeah, March 11th. Oh, no, like 2 weeks ago. So she would have to play. She didn't have to play because she's been acting for so long. She started on Disney Channel as like a little kid. But I'm trying to think what could she play? Would she play like a friend or an antagonist or a protagonist? Because she plays, like I said, she plays like not caring kind of attitude very well. Like, if you've seen Wednesday, you know her, like how she acts. It's like, I don't care about this. This is not cool. What is wrong with you? I don't like, this is not fun. You have issues. Kind of like monotone kind of talking. I can see her playing a character like that. But yet, I feel like they wouldn't do that to her in this. Because she's already playing that on Wednesday. She would have to be more of like, I feel either aggressive or like super nice and super sweet in this like show and stuff like that. Also, Funko, switching over to other stuff, we're just going to keep going, has somewhat spoilers. If you care, don't care. Justice League cameo is going to happen in The Flash. Now, if you've seen Shazam Fury of the Gods, which I have not, but I already know a couple things that happened. Wonder Woman is in a scene with Shazam. I don't know what scene it is. I know she's in the movie, though. Funko release like what the Funkos that are going to come out when the movie comes out and stuff like that. And Wonder Woman is one of those Funko Pops. Like Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. So I'm wondering how she. And then I also heard after I read this was that she just finished doing a scene in Aquaman 2. So is she connecting? Because remember, the Flash is telling you it's supposed to be Flashpoint. So, is Aquaman 2 pre-Flashpoint? You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's... And Shazam Fear of the Gods pre-Flashpoint. And I don't know extra credit scenes, if there is any. I've not seen Shazam yet. The second one. I've seen the first one. So, I wonder how she plays into all three of these movies. Because Shazam came out already. Was it last week, 2 weeks ago? The Flash, I believe, comes out in July. And Aquaman 2 comes out, I think in December, like the first one did. And then you got Blue Beetle in the middle there. I think August, if I'm correct. So I wonder how all that connects to bring in, get rid of the old guard, so to speak, and bring in the new guard of the Justice League or Justice, whatever you want to call it, DCU, DCEU, and all that good stuff. Oh, God. And then Ben Affleck, since we're keeping it with no superhero stuff, has basically said he's not going to direct a movie under James Gunn. If you remember years ago when after he finished doing the Batman for Justice League and stuff like that, and Batman vs Superman, he said he wanted to direct a Batman movie or a direct a superhero movie under the DC window. But obviously that never happened. You know, creative, I think it was, if I remember correctly, that they just had issues. They couldn't figure it out who and what they were gonna do. So it just never happened. But now he said officially under James Gunn, he's not gonna do it. He said James is a great guy, but creativity, they're probably in two different directions when it comes to this whole universe that we call DCEU and stuff like that. So I have nothing against James Gunn. Nice guy. Sure, he's going to do a great job. I just wouldn't want to go in and direct the way they're doing that. So, like, the way they're doing these movies and shows, probably a whole different way Ben Affleck was going to take Batman, you know? And to me, Robert Pattinson is actually a great Batman. So, I don't care what anybody says. He did a phenomenal job as Batman. Now, switching over, I want to make sure I don't miss anything when it comes to the DC stuff. And I had all this stuff down too. So Tom Cruise, you know, Top Gun, Jerry Maguire, that guy, he asked the director of the Flash movie, "Hey, can I get an early copy to see the movie?" And they were like, "Sure." You know, probably wasn't fully edited yet and stuff like that. And Tom Cruise basically says, "It'll be the savior. It'll be this is the kind of movie we need now." Oh, everything you want in a movie. Okay, reverse those sentences. Everything you want in a movie, and this is the kind of movie we need now. Huh? Now I'm not saying I'm not a fan of Ben Affleck. I mean Tom Cruise, but I do respect most of his stuff. Most of those things he's done has been pretty decent stuff. He is the king of freaking Mission Impossible. And I prefer the first two. Besides the point. So one, I don't think it's fair, even if it was fully edited or semi-edited, that Tom Cruise got to see this before anybody else. Like, that's not cool, my guy. Like, what the heck? I get he's a big movie star and stuff like that, but that's not fair that he should wait like literally the rest of us are gonna be waiting. But secondly, when it comes to the Flash movie, it has officially been marked PG-13. Now, is that really a big shock? I feel like no, because I don't recall any DC style movie that has ever been NR-17, rated R, you know, any of those things, MA, TVMA. I don't know any Batman, Superman, but I feel like that's all we got. Wonder Woman. I mean, definitely the animated stuff has been like rated R, TVMA, easy. But when it comes to the live action movies, Justice League, none of those movies. Okay, I don't even think Suicide Squad was even rated MA. Hold on, let me look this up real quick. Suicide Squad, Suicide. Either one of the Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad. Which, by the way, that game got pushed back again. It's getting ridiculous with that game. 2001, 21. Rated R. That was rated R. Okay, well, it's the Suicide Squad. I can't really be surprised by that. And then the one with Jared Leto and Will Smith, that one got rated PG-13. So, huh. And that, wasn't that a James Gunn film? No, David Ayer. Okay, David Ayer did that one. James Gunn did the 2021 Suicide Squad, if I do remember correctly. Yeah, okay. So, keeping with also the whole, so yeah, the Flash movie is gonna be PG-13. I hope it does good. I need it to do good. It says the MPAA has rated the Flash PG-13 for sequences of violence and action, some strong language, and partial nudity. So I'm assuming it's gonna be like someone with their shirt off, or like a butt cheek or something like that, some abs. Like that's I think that's what mainly it's gonna be. But back to the Suicide Squad thing. So Suicide Squad, Kill Justice League has been delayed again. I don't know if they got backlash for them being like a battle pass style game where you basically play as a solo player or you can play as a team. I didn't like that. I thought it was gonna be like a story based game that you probably switch between Suicide Squad members and Kill Justice League. That's what I thought it was gonna be, but definitely not what I wanted it to be, you know? And then I feel like I'm flying through this. I usually don't fly through these. Lastly, I want to talk about, well, actually, no, I technically have two things to talk about, really. How supposedly The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, blocked Zachary Levi Shazam from being in the Black Adam movie. He did not want Shazam in the movie. Because, as I feel like most people know by now, Dwayne Johnson pushed very hard to get Henry Cavill back as Superman. Like, he pushed his balls off to get him back as Superman. So, the fact that you could have had Shazam in that too, that would have been some stuff. That would have been awesome to see. And then the way the whole thing would have played out, I think would have been cool. But now that basically Dwayne's out of it now, he's like, yeah, I'm good with it. Essentially, Dwayne was trying to take over, I feel like, DC pre James Gunn. Because Black Adam telling was done before James Gunn took over. And like I said, he got Henry Cavill back. But I think Henry Cavill's done. But also, supposedly, Henry Cavill has still been in talks with James Gunn about maybe pursuing something else, maybe in the world of DCU, DCEU, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there's hopes. I mean, Henry Cavill played an awesome Superman, so we can't keep like bringing it back and forth. Just let it be. James Gunn is doing his own live action young version Superman, Superman Legacy. Let him do that. We don't know what it's gonna be, how it's gonna be. Let the man do his thing. He did the Guardians, awesome movies. He did the holiday special with the Guardians. Hilarious. He did the Suicide Squad 2021. Freaking awesome. Peacemaker. Awesome. Come on now, people. So far, he's hitting it on the right terms. Now, how all these other movies and TV shows are going to connect within each other, that's what we need to wait and see for. But so far, James Gunn has given us stuff, you know, telling they were all Marvel. Two was DC, but the rest was basically Marvel. He's given us stuff that we can be like, yo, this is, we might have some good hopes for this. Because James Gunn telling has nothing to do with Shazam, and it has nothing to do with Black Adam. Not even Blue Beetle. So, Aquaman, he probably has more say in that one, because I feel like they're just finishing up doing all the acting and stuff on the sets and stuff. They're not even on post production yet, I don't think. Probably another month or two before they're in post production. So James Gunn's doing his thing. I don't know why people sleep on this man. And then Zachary Levi posted, "The truth will set you free," basically saying that finally you told people like what was really going on. I could have been in your movie, you know. We could have done some big things together, but no, you want to be a rude boy, so to speak. And not let me into your movie? Fine, whatever. I got my own movie. I got two movies. You know, I haven't seen it yet. Shazam 2. But I guarantee you it's better than Black Adam was. To me, Black Adam was, ugh. It was too, how do you call it? Too Dwayne Johnson. If you know what I mean? It was just too much of him, if that makes sense. Like, too much of him as The Rock, as Dwayne Johnson, as The Rock, as Dwayne Johnson. If that makes any sense to anybody. But yeah, here's where I'm going to take a break. And then we're going to talk about The Last Ronin video game. What? Alright, we'll be back in a second. Hey guy, what's going on? Do you guys ever feel tired? And you just want a nice little pick-me-up to, you know, just wake you up a little bit, but won't drag you down right after you finish, the energy's all gone? Go check out W.GG. Literally, I actually bought it, you know what I'm saying? And I tried it. I'm like, first thing, the flavors are fucking phenomenal. One almost tastes like a Starburst. It's called Dub Slime. That's just ridiculous. But my favorite one is Galaxy Grenade. Has nice sweet taste. It tastes a little berry-ish, little berry style to it. It's delicious. But you also go check out. Go to W.GG. And if you use my code MFG22, you get 10% off your order. Alright? Thank you all once again. Again, W.GG. Use code MFG22. So lastly, y'all, what we're going to talk about today is the TMNT The Last Ronin, which is probably one of the best comics to me of all time, has a game in the works. It's supposed to be a God of War-inspired style game. Excuse me. Now, if you haven't read it, quick synopsis basically is all the turtles are dead. In the first issue, we don't know who the Ronin is. We try to figure that out. As we get towards the end of the issue, we find out it's Michelangelo. And he basically has all his brother's weapons. He's wearing a black, goodness, what was the thing? Headband. I don't want to call it a headband. It's not a headband. But I'm going to call it a headband. That they wear over the eyes. Instead of wearing like his regular orange, he wears black. He's trying to stop whatever's going on and attack Hiroto. I forgot. Hiroto, I remember that. Basically, Shredder's grandson. He's trying to get to him because he's the reason that his brothers and Splinter are dead. But by the end of it, he feels like he failed. So he tries to kill himself. But at the last second, this girl comes in and saves him. To basically jump a little forward, it's April and Casey Jones's daughter, Casey Marie Jones, that essentially saves Mikey. And then Mikey finds out April's still alive. She lost an arm and a leg, so now she has a robotic arm and leg. Casey Marie Jones is basically part of the resistance, trying to save people, trying to destroy Hiroto's plan about taking over New Manhattan, basically, which in reality he already has. And it breaks down each, like, issues 2, 3, and 4 are basically about how Raph died. That's issue 2. Issue 3, I believe, is how Donnie died. And then issue 4 is about how Splinter and Leonardo died. And in between those episodes, there's, what you call it? Like, you see Michelangelo traveling through snow and stuff like that, which is basically what the new issue, which I haven't read yet, The Last Ronin, The Lost Years, is. Basically, fast forward, anyways. At the end of it, Mikey dies. Mikey kills Hiroto, but he dies in battle by the end of it and stuff like that. But luckily, at the end of this whole series of The Last Ronin, we get 4 new turtles that I guess Casey Marie Jones saved. And now that's also part of The Last Ronin, the Lost Years. You get to see those turtles as they grow up and basically being taught by Casey Marie Jones. So to me, having a game based off The Last Ronin, I think is fucking awesome. if you do it by chapters, obviously first chapter, second chapter, third, fifth, like, you know what I mean? Do it that. And if I don't know if they would, I feel like the lost years would have to be a DLC if they were to do it something like that, you know. But become a AAA action game, I think that would be really dope. Basically, Polygon broke the news. They were talking to Doug Rosen, senior vice president for games and emerging media at Paramount Global. While they've been keeping it under wraps, Rosen did indicate that the goal was to create a triple action game that is close to the comic as possible. It's crazy that the Turtles died in that iteration of the series and stuff like that. Essentially, they're being reborn in the last Ronin with different kind of turtles, so to speak. But if you can make it, like, I feel you have to have a small precursor before the last Ronin to how they got there. In a way, well, you kind of do by each issue. They kind of tell you how each one died. So basically, says you're making Mikey the last Ronin. Yeah. So I guess you can do it that way. But God of War style game, that's going to be intense. Because, you know, I played a couple here and there God of War games. And those games are, oof, ouch, harsh. A lot. They're a lot. But what do you guys think? You think it's going to be a good idea? You think it'll come out as a good game? I think it'll be a pretty damn good game if it's done right. And if it's done by the people that did God of War. The first two. Third, eh. But yeah. You don't know what it is. Hit that like button, subscribe button, hug button, retweet, quote tweet. Give me comments. Give me whatever you want to say. Let's go. You know what it is. Check me out on Twitter at MellowPod22. I have deleted the Facebook page. Now, I create a Facebook group, The Mellow Podcast. Just type it in. You'll see the same logo on there. You'll know it's me. Let's see what else. WGG. You know what it is. MFG22. Get that tub, 10% off. You all know what it means. Yeah, always and forever, one love. Always and forever. That is not my end credit. That is somebody else's. That is fucked up. I am an idiot. I'm sorry. But y'all know is. Let's go. I'm very confused right now for some reason. I'm very tired. I've probably gone 2 hours of sleep in 3.5 days. So. Y'all, for the last time, y'all know what it is. Always and forever. Why do I keep doing the always and forever? Why? Have I been doing that the whole time? Every time I sign out? One love. Peace. So, real quick, before we continue this episode, I literally just saw this on Twitter. I need to give a big shout out to the Geeky Dad podcast, Rafael Moran. He is the host of that podcast. I guess his wife, about 2 hours ago, had to go in for life-saving surgery. I put my spirits out to you. I'll pray for you. Pray for your family. You, the kids, especially your wife. I listened to your last episode. I heard she was going through some stuff. The Geeky Dad podcast, After Dark. I was listening to that episode. I heard that she was having some issues. I hope she pulls through. But for real, though, prayers up. Everybody's, you know, obviously, you know, positive vibe. Positive vibes all day, every day, man. Hopefully, everybody just gives you a quick shout-out, positivity to you and yours. And, yeah, man, just hit up the Good Pods family. Hopefully, we can do something for you, man, all right? One love.